Module 6, The World's Cultural Heritage. Vocabulary and Reading. Activity 1. Read part 1 of the passage and find 1. The first thing that was found at Jokodien. 2. The number of items that were eventually found. 3. The number of places where Beijing man lived. 4. The percentage of people who lived to the age of 50. 5. The reason why work on the site stopped. 6. When the site became a World Heritage Site. Part 1.
The Amazing Caves of Jokodien. Jokodien is a small village about 50 kilometers southwest of Beijing. In the 1920s, archaeologists discovered some prehistoric human bones there, which changed China's knowledge of its history. They came from an unknown species of man, and were the first evidence of primitive human life in China thousands of years ago. The remains were 3 teeth. In 1929, a complete skull was also discovered. Eventually, archaeologists found almost 200 items, including 6 skulls and more than 150 teeth. These discoveries prove the existence of a human species who lived in the area between 700,000 and 200,000 years ago. 4 sites where Beijing man and his relations lived were discovered on the northern face of Dragon Bone Hill, Longgushan. They lived in the limestone caves in the area. However, the lifespan of Beijing man was short. About 70% of the people probably died before the age of 14. Fewer than 5% lived to the age of 50. Even so, they were quite sophisticated. Ashes were found alongside the fossils, which showed they used fire for cooking food, and also for light, warmth, and protection from wild beasts. This is the earliest evidence of the use of fire anywhere in the world. They also made tools of bones and sharpened stones. Unfortunately, when Japan invaded China in 1937, excavations at the Beijing Man site stopped, and most of the fossils disappeared, including a Beijing Man skull. They have never been found. After the People's Republic of China was established in 1949, the work started again, and Jokodien became an important tourist attraction. Jokodien was listed as a World Heritage Site in December 1987. It has not only given us important information about prehistoric Asian societies, but has also provided amazing evidence about the process of evolution.